and landed on its placemat. Zack's heart was hammering, and his mind was an absolute mess after listening to the sinister whispers, until he reached a breaking point. He quickly entered his void state, which soothed the chaos in his heart. Lasting just under 30 minutes of real time under the assault of the second stage mask of seven sins wasn't very impressive. It wasn't even enough to complete one cycle, making the cost of 100 merit per activation sting even more. Still, it was a noticeable improvement from his previous attempt. He first faced the heart demons based on the seven sensations on the second day of training, and the experience made him run for the hills in only 12 minutes. The past week of torture was already showing significant results. Most of his merit had been spent on two buildings, the Inverse Observatory and the Hall of Heroes. The facilities tackled the same field, tempering one's Tao heart. His pilgrimage showed with painful clarity how far his Tao heart was from his other cultivation, and it posed a huge danger to his plans. Luckily, Rava's training regimen was almost exclusively focused on remedying this shortcoming. The Hall of Heroes refined one's heart by targeting their path. It was filled with recordings, illusion realms, legacies, and unique treasures. Each held lofty Taos or extremely refined paths. Facing the installations was like visiting the Buddhist Sangha. Your Tao heart was constantly under assault, forcing your path to solidify or break. The Inverse Observatory, rather, dealt with mental states and traumas. The peak of impetus did the heavy lifting, like with the mask. It was actually a natural treasure, and one of the more dangerous tools in the Museum of Madness he currently trained inside. Its whispers could dredge the weaknesses in one's heart with pinpoint precision. The mask pushed and pushed until you formed a heart demon, sealed the spiritual crack, or ran out of time. The treasure's cruel training perfectly suited his current needs, exposing and sealing the weaknesses in his heart. In reality, his Tao heart was extremely strong for someone as young as him. Most cultivators hadn't even left their homes at his age, still considered children who needed to train under the protective gaze of their elders. They'd still be in E-grade, focusing on building sturdy foundations, grasping Tao, and searching for their path. Life and death battles and overcoming harsh challenges were the most effective ways to make quick improvements, and Zack's swift but rough ascent was the main source of his Tao heart strength. His hectic ascent had also worked against him. If you looked at his Tao heart right now, it'd resemble a huge uncut gemstone. Struggle and bloodshed needed to be alternated with meditation, consolidation, and tranquility. Meditating on your past, your future, and your path was a requirement to refine the gemstone into an unbreakable diamond. Normal seclusion would work. Cultivating your path was a way to reinforce your conviction. Millennia of practice would stack up, especially if you used heart sutras or similar techniques to multiply those gains. This was the main reason he barely passed the pilgrimage of heart. The average age of Templar candidates undergoing the pilgrimage was around 2,500. They'd seen as much or more bloodshed as he, having spent thousands of years processing their struggle while cultivating in seclusion. Zack didn't have time for that, so he burned merit and used forceful methods like facing the Seven Sins Mask. Neither the Inverse Observatory nor the Halls of Heroes helped bolster the void state formed with void Vajra sublimation. That technique was more like a soul defense skill for his Tao heart. So long as his fundamental heart improved, so would the benefits from void state.
"Have you decided?"
"Not yet." Zack looked up, finding Rava floating nearby.
"I already have a lot on my plate. My body tempering technique might have to suffice."
"Few are the Sanghas equal in cultivating one's heart. Even a subsidiary refinement of theirs will yield decent results. However..."
I know. It's not the real thing," Zack said. "But I'm already struggling to keep up. I'm not sure if I can bear the extra weight of another method."
"An evolved lord less than 60 years old worrying about time," Rava said with a shake of her head. "Very well. Your break ends in 7 minutes."
Rava's suggestion was to add another form of heart